Today we learn about the last king until the Isgalus of Melech HaMoshiach of Malchus Beis David. His name, as we mentioned, was Matanya. When his nephew, Yechoniah, was taken into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar placed him, even though his two brothers and his father were king, they placed him on the throne. And he switched his name to Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo, like his name sort of says, Tzedek Hashem, he was actually a pretty righteous person. Chazal tell us that the Doer of Tzidkiyo was not very good, but he himself was good. And yet the Navi, we find a very interesting description about Tzidkiyo, and it says, "Vayas hara beinei Hashem." He did bad in the eyes of the Eibishter. Seemingly, that does not fit with what Torah tells us. The Chazal tell us that he was a good person, but because his generation didn't serve the Eibishter and he didn't stop them. And in addition, he refuses to listen, like we'll soon see, to the Navi Yirmiyah. So therefore, it's considered that he did ra b'einei Hashem. Another fascinating thing we know about the King Tzidkiyo, the Gemara tells us in Soita, Daf Yudah Amud Aleph, Chamisha nivru me'ein dugma shel maila. There were five people that got like heavenly gifts, mamish, like godly, so to speak. And at the end, they all suffer and they all get punished from that very gift. And one of them is, we know that Shimshon had strength, Avshalom had his hear. And the Gemara says, Tzidkiyo be'enov. The Tzidkiyo had beautiful eyes. Pashet, Oysa gevein lecha egin. Now Rashi says, Lo yadayna minolon de nishtana l'shevach. It doesn't say anywhere in the Psukim that Eyep has had special eyes. We don't find this in the Psukim. But rather, kach kiblu mirabai. This is the way, you know, Chazal heard generation to generation, that Tzidkiyo had poshet beautiful eyes. Now, if you remember, in the time of Tzidkiyo, already most of the, kamat all the Talmidei Chachamim have already been exiled to Bavel. That was already with Yechoniah Melech Yehuda, Mordechai, the Sanhedrin. They were already taken to Bavel. In addition to that, the treasures, the Kalim, the gold and silver of the Beis HaMikdash was already brought down to Bavel. So we're literally talking about bare bones, Begashmias, very, very simple Beis HaMikdash at this point, and Beruchnius, only the simple Amaratzim are left in Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, at least the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash continues. Now, the Navi Yirmiyah on Perek of Zion tells us that Yirmiyah and his Talmidim begged of Tzidkiyo the following thing. We're talking about Perek of Zion, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vel Tzidkiyo Melech Yehuda divarti kechol advarim eila. This is the message Yirmiyah says that I told Tzidkiyo, Haviyu es tzavreichem b'oil Melech Bavel. Please keep your neck in the yoke of Melech Bavel. V'ivdu oisei v'amei v'chiyu. Then you guys will live. In other words, Taka, we lost the Ruchnias, the Sanhedrin. Taka, we lost the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. But at least we have a Beis HaMikdash, and at least Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, some of the Yidden. Stay loyal to Nebuchadnezzar. Lama samusu ata v'yamecha becherev uberov ubadover. Why should you make it that you and the people will die in hunger and all the other plagues by the sword? V'al tishmu al divrei ha'neviim ha'emnim aleichem leimer loy Savdus Melech Bavel, Ki Sheker Heim Nibim Lachem. If there are going to be people that are going to come to you and they're going to tell you, Tzidkiah, you're the king, you really, really should not give in to Bavel, switch your allegiance, maybe you should be independent, declare, you know, break yourself from Bavel. Don't listen to these people, even if they claim to be Nevi'ei Hashem, because Yirmiyah says, I'm telling you that they are Nevi'ei Sheker. I'm telling you now, anyone that says that is a false Navi. Whoever says that is not from the Eibishter. He's saying false in the Eibishter's name, because whoever says that is going to lead to destruction, you and the Nevi'im and everything. And don't think, basically, you had these people saying, don't worry, the Kalim were taken to Bavel. Any moment, they're going to be coming back. They're not coming back so quick. Don't believe all of this. Al tishmu aleihem, ivdu es melech bavel v'chiyu. Serve melech bavel, you'll live. Lo masiya ir azoy scharva, why should Yerushalayim be destroyed? However, because of siboy shoynois u'mashunois, as much as Tzidkiyahu himself was taka a righteous person, he falls under the influence of those that say, no, it's time to rebel against Bavel, and therefore Nebuchadnezzar, and that was the official excuse al piteva for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the word gets out that Tzidkiyahu declares independence from Bavel. So at this point, this is where we have the famous thing, Vayhi Bishnas Hatshis Lemolchoy. He was a king for about 11 years. In the ninth year of his Melucha, this is where we have the story of Asara Betavis. Samach Melech Bavel, this is when the Nebuchadnezzar comes and he starts the siege of Yerushalayim. We know, and it's brought out that the Eibishter's intention, why did he make it that it should start with the siege, even though Alpi Teva, that's usually what happens, you surround the city, you cut off the water, you cut off the food, the city surrenders. But the Eibishter was hoping that Yidden would be ba'achtus with each other. That Yidden would wake up. Sometimes the only way to force people to get along is if you lock them up in a room together, you can't get out without each other. Okay, maybe now we'll get along. Yidden are locked into Yerushalayim, so it would be a good idea now to get along. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So for about 30 months, which is approximately 2.5 years, that's how long the siege of the city was. And this went on till the 12th year of the Melucha. And at a certain point, that's when they broke through the wall, and that's we have Shivaser Betamuz. Then obviously what happens next is that the king wants to escape. So they had a secret path that was leading out of the city, and Tzidkiyahu takes his family between the walls, and they try to get out. Unfortunately, they are captured, and they bring him to the king of Bavel, and they make a din, they make a court case, and they paskin a very, very cruel thing. They take Tzidkiyahu's family, and in front of his eyes, they kill all his kids. So it's tormenting him, and then they blind his eyes, they poke out his eyes. Like we said, that the Gemara says that those which were had these extra schusim, like the extra beautiful eyes, so they get loike be'enayim. Shimshin, he ends up dying by breaking the walls down with his koyach. Avshalom dies with his hair in the tree. All these people which were especially gifted, you don't use your gifts correctly, that very gift can actually come out and be your undoing. So not only did he witness the death of his children, but he spends the rest of his life in prison and in darkness. because he's blind. We do know that again, so he joins his brother. Again, his brother Yechaniah, his nephew Yechaniah, was already a king that was in exile, already in Bavel. He joins him, and later on again, he's freed, so to speak, and provided for by the son of Nebuchadnezzar. But this is the time, obviously, after Shivaser Betamuz, they break the wall. U'b'choydesh ha'chamishi, and here we have it. In the fifth month, this is the end of Melachim Beis, b'shiva l'choydesh, in the seventh day, Ishnas Chas Leishona, Melech Nebuchadnezzar. Then they come, they sent the evil Nebuzradon, he was called the Sarah Tabok, Rava Tabokim, which means he was the in charge, the chief executioner. And he came and they pretty much destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And this is where we have the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when you hear about the fast days, Asar B'Tevis, Shivaser B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, this is Samach Melech Bavel, this is the time of Bayis Rishoy. But he's taking into Golos, but they still let a little group of Yidden stay in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the Yidden were taken away or ran away, and there was a little bit left. The final blow is now somebody that obviously is not a king from Malchus Beis David. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and they appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam. They appointed Gedaliah to be the governor of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what happens next? That's what we have the story of Tzom Gedaliah, Mirtz Hashem, in the coming and final shir.